Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Gloria Berryman. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 9-20-22, Mrs. Berryman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was minimal airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-16-22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilator, showing no significant change. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Henry Rabin, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 9-20-22, Mr. Rabon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a minimal impairment in flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period. Optimal effort is questioned as the peak flow rate is very low. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction with minimal airways obstruction, although optimal effort is questioned. Now, when compared to a prior study dated 3-17-22, there's been no significant change, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Kriksham, K-R-I-K-S-C-I-U-N. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 9-20-22, Mr. Crickson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-9-21, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jenny Belk, BELK. This goes to Adam Thompson. On 9-20-22, Mrs. Belk performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-22-22, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Susan Confer. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 9-20-22, Mrs. Confer performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was normal at 95%. Period after walking 308 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 91%. Period to paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Revell, R-I-V-E-L-L. On 9-20-22, Mr. Rowland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-1-21, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on D. Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 9-20-22, Mrs. Rowland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, with a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, there was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 11/3/21, there's been no significant change, although the current study shows less bronchoreactivity. Period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction, and obstructive lung disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Thank you.